Well, it's that time again, folks, when we sort of do a quick, rather small tale from our hero, Mr. Robin Hood, who of course stole from the rich and gave to the poor. Oh yes, so the legend goes, and these are incredibly small stories, and this one is called Robin Hood Seeks a Guest. At one time, Robin Hood lived in the noble forest of Barnsdale in Yorkshire. He had but few of his merry men... I didn't know he lived in Yorkshire. Oh well. He had but few of his merry men with him, for his headquarters, his HQ, were in the glorious forest of Sherwood. Now, the problem was the Sheriff of Nottinghamshire. So you see, I know him as the Sheriff of Nottingham, but for some reason he used to be called the Sheriff of Nottinghamshire, according to this particular version of the tale. Now, he was less active in his endeavours to put down the band of outlaws, and the leader had wandered farther north than usual. Now, Robin's companions were his three dearest comrades and most loyal followers. Little John, so-called because of his great stature, Will Scarlet, Robin's cousin, and Much, the miller's son. The three were all devoted to their leader, and never left his side, except at such times as he sent them away on business. On this day, Robin was simply leaning against a tree. Not too sure why, if that's important to the story or not, but we thought we'd mention that. He was lost in thought completely. His three friends grew rather impatient, because they knew that before dinner could be served, there was the customary masses to hear, very important, and their leader gave no sign of being ready for mass. He was lost in thought, of course, leaning against a tree. Maybe he was thinking, what happens if I lean against this tree? Who knows? Now, Robin always heard three masses before his dinner. One of the Father, one of the Holy Spirit, one of the last one of Our Lady, who is the patron saint and protector. As the three yeomen were growing hungry, Little John ventured to address him. "Master, it would do you good if you would dine early today, for you have fasted long." Robin simply smiled. "Ah, Little John, methinks care for the appetite as a share in the speech, as well as care for me. But, in sooth, I can't dine at the moment alone. I'd have a stranger guest, or some abbot, or bishop, or baron." By the way, that is how Robin talked. That's how he spoke. It is. I tell you, it's true. Anyway, so he wants a guest. He wants to have someone, sort of part of the hospitality, because Robin's into all the sort of hospitality. "I will not dine till a guest can be found. Sorry, I will not dine..." Got to get my voices right here. I'm getting all mixed up. "I will not dine until a guest can be found, and I'll leave it to you three to find one." Robin turned away, laughing to himself at his friends, in a nice way, of course. Wasn't being nasty. Now, they'd not counted on such a vague commission. It's quite a strange commission. Go and find someone to have lunch with. It's quite strange because we're in the forest, don't forget. We're not sort of in Manhattan or cosmopolitan London. I mean, this is Sherwood Forest, for goodness sake. Little John, quickly recovering himself from the shock of the strange commission, called to him, "Master, tell us, before we leave you, where we shall meet." Isn't it strange how they've all got the same voice? Well, there we go. "And what sort of people we are to capture and bring to you in the greenwood? Please tell us, because we don't know." And there we stop. We take a break. We pause. We reflect upon this rather strange mission that Robin has sent his friends on. And in the next episode, entitled The Outlaw's Rules, we shall find out whether or not his three companions are up to the challenge. Thank you for listening. This is the English Programme.